Now let's jump in the wait Winnebago and head east on I-64 to Savannah, Georgia, where in February of 2019, I posed some questions to Roxanne Roberts, Mo Rocca, and Peter Gross.
Mo, there's a new app called Recharge, and it lets you rent your what to people in increments of single minutes.
Cell phone.
No.
Okay, it lets your body. your child.
Wait, it's called Recharge?
It's called Recharge. It's a little bit of a hint because the idea is that the people who are using it, who want to rent this from you for a number of minutes, need to recharge.
It's your charger.
No.
It's a car battery.
No.
I'm
going to steal this. It's your house.
That's what it is,
Mom. Right.
So you just whip out this app, you dial it up, you use the function, and you can find somewhere near you a stranger who thinks that it's totally cool to let a stranger to them hang out in their apartment for 30 minutes.
This should be called, the serial killer app.
Pretty much. For the traveler, it's a cost-effective and convenient way to pop into a clean home, destroy their bathroom, steal some Vicodin, and go about your day. All right. Roxanne. Driverless cars are already on the road in some cities, and everybody thinks it'll be great because they're much more efficient. It'll make everything better. But no, a new study has issued a warning saying that traffic will get much worse with automated vehicles because with their advanced artificial intelligence, they will refuse to do what?
Parallel park.
Mo, this is your chance to steal from Roxanne.
I know. They will refuse.
You were close. Humans do this too. We've been known to drive around blocks for an extra 20 minutes.
Ask for directions.
They have directions. to avoid having to do this.
They will refuse to look for a parking space.
That's right. I'm going to give it to Mo so he can steal it back.
Seems only fair.
Right. Specifically, what they won't do is they won't pay for parking because they won't have to. You have to park your car because it can't go anywhere without you in it. Automated cars can just keep driving. You see? Why pay $35 for some downtown parking lot?
So it just drops me off.
And drives around.
I go into the little house for 10 minutes
exactly.
to take a nap. The car keeps circling,
yes.
And I come out.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's the idea.
So
great
it's great. You get to do what you need to do, and you're making your appointment, and you're stealing their Vicodin, whatever. And the car does what it wants, which is kill more pedestrians, and then you meet up again.
Isn't that also very wasteful in terms of fuel?
Exactly. That's what the warning is about, right? It's from Transportation Policy Magazine, which has gotten really to be a downer. I remember the good old days when it was all bright stories and centerfolds of the Secretary of Transportation.
Elaine, wow. Elaine Chao. Hey, Secretary. I also like the idea that, you go inside and what you do, and the car goes out and drives what it does. And I just think, a driverless car without a person in it is like, whee! It's like, I love my life! It's driving! I can do whatever I want!
Can it steal Mr. Sexy License?